Back in January 2009, we had a couple of magnitude 3 earthquakes at Currumburra, which were quite unusual. For the Western Strathspeys, I've had very, very few earthquakes in the previous 100 years, only small ones, compared to the area near Churchill and in the central area of the Strathspeys. This was followed in March by two magnitude 4.6 earthquakes and lots of other aftershocks, and they've continued ever since. We had a magnitude 4.5 in July last year, and there's about 400 altogether that's happened. And they're all in the same place, just northeast of Currumburra, a depth of about 8 kilometres. These Strathspeys, of course, are very young and are being upthrust. The location of the earthquakes are just exactly where we'd expect the fault to be, at the depth the fault would be, given where it's outcropping and the type of faulting it is. So we were trying to work out, quite unusual to have a sequence lasting anything like that long, and wondering what was happening. So we've been starting to install extra equipment in, and that's only just started, and now we've got this one. And this one is well east of the Currumburra events, so rather intriguing what it all means.
So this surprises you, this one, does it, the position of it?
Yes, I didn't expect it to be so far to the east, and it could even be just a coincidence that the two, Currumburra events and this one are relatively close, but not that close.
Can you dare to speculate? Can you say that, you know, we could expect more of these quakes?
Well, from the performance in the last few years, I don't think they're going to just suddenly stop. The thing that we'll be particularly interested in, and we'll be installing more equipment, is to see exactly how they're distributed. The ordinary seismograph network around Australia, you can only locate earthquakes to an accuracy of 5 or 10 kilometres. So what we're hoping to do is to improve the accuracy of the locations to better than a kilometre, and so that we'll be able to be fairly sure which fault each of the events are on and how they relate to each other.
Is there a potential for a bigger earthquake than this? I mean, this has been the biggest I know of for a long time.
Well, yes. We have a magnitude 5.5 in Australia every few years. It's not that unusual. And in Gippsland, we've had magnitude 5.6 back in, what year was that? 1969, near Merbau North, Ballara South and Merbau North area. They have happened before. And one of the characteristics of earthquakes is that they come in clusters. You have a spike of activity and then you have a period of where it gets quiet.